A scratching sound in the night woke me up. I listened hard, my eyes staring into the dark. Then I heard a sniff. When I sat up, I noticed a line of light under the bedroom door. Someone was in the sitting room. I sneaked out of bed and opened the door quietly. It was Uncle Maney sniffing, and he was poking about in the fireplace, getting the fire going again. I went over to him and pulled his face back so I could look at him properly. Yes, his face was sad. "What's the matter, Uncle?"
"I just don't want to take the piano to the dump, Danielle."
"Well, don't then."
"Nanny wants it out of the house. It's full of borer."
"What's borer?"
"It's a little wormy insect that eats wood. Your nanny's worried it's going to eat the house up. Anyway, it's a bit puckery."
"What's puckery?"
"Old and busted. Cracked up, like me."
"No, you're not."
I hugged Uncle Maney round the neck and told him about the time Mum took my whole bag of soft animals to the Red Cross shop, how I'd cried, how Mum said I was being silly because I never played with them anymore.
"That's the same as me," said Uncle.
"I never play that blinkin' old piano anymore."
"Why not?"
"Because I only have time to play at night, and that's when your nanny likes to watch the telly. She doesn't want me fiddle-faddling about, making a noise."
"But it's a nice noise," I told him.
"Wish you'd teach me to play the piano." "Bit late for that, I suppose. Unless we have some lessons down at the dump."
We laughed, thinking about that, imagining the stink, imagining the seagulls whirling about us. Then we both had a great idea, right at the same moment. Well, next day, two of Uncle Maney's mates came over to help him load the old puckaroo piano onto the ute. Uncle winked at me as they drove off. "Poor old piano," I said to Nanny, "getting dumped."
"Good riddance, I say," said Nanny. "Mind you, I remember in the old days, poor here old boy, the sing-songs we had around that old honky-tonk piano. Your granddad and me, and our boys, Maney and your daddy. Your daddy could really sing. Did you know that, Curry?"
"I know one song he used to sing," I told Nanny. "Mummy told me." Nanny wanted me to sing it, but I wouldn't.
"Oh," said Nanny, "don't be whakama, don't be shy. Your daddy was never shy."
"I have to go and help Uncle with the milking," I said, and I skipped off down to the cowshed. Uncle always has the radio going when he's milking the cows. He says his girls love music.
"The better the music, the better the milk," he says.
I helped him clean up the yard after milking. I'm pretty good with the hose now. Cow plops don't smell very bad, not like some animals' plops. It's quite fun swishing it all down into a sort of gutter where it goes down a pipe and into a big drum. Then we loaded the cans of frothy milk onto the trailer and took them to the gate to be collected by the milk tanker. The cows looked up and stared at us, their fat lips slobbering as they chewed their cud. I stood on the trailer going back to the cowshed, balancing from side to side as we went over hundreds of potholes. Uncle looked back at me and laughed.
"Looks like you're doing one of those hip-hop dances, Danny."
Uncle always makes you feel you're good at everything. I started dancing hard out, showing off to the cows. The cows stared at me hard out. They looked a bit confused. Back at the cowshed, Uncle put the tractor and trailer away and I went straight to our secret. There it was, under a heap of nice warm blankets, the old puckaroo piano. Tucked up to it was an old puckaroo chair as well.
I opened the lid and played a few plinky plonk notes. Then Uncle took over. "Know this tune, Denny?" He started playing.
"That's it," I said. "The song Dad used to sing."
"Blue Smoke," said Uncle. Uncle played, and inside my head, I whispered the words of Dad's old song. But thinking of my dad in the photo on my dressing table, I felt too shy to sing out loud. Outside, I saw the cows looking towards the cowshed, listening, wondering what was going on. Then Uncle got up from the pukuru chair and told me to sit down.
"I'm going to teach you to play, Danny," he said, "because you and I are going to put on a concert."
"But who will come?" I asked.
"Just the girls," said Uncle. "Don't worry."
So after milking every morning and every afternoon, every day for the next week, Uncle taught me to play Blue Smoke on the piano. By Saturday, I could play it without a mistake.
"Right," said Uncle. "Today is the day. You're going to play for the girls this afternoon. I reckon they'll give really good milk."
"Yeah, right," I said.
"You'd better dress up, girly, like on New Zealand Idol."
I had brought my red dress up to Nanny's for the holidays, but I'd never worn it in Karetu yet. It looked quite good with my red gumboots. I sneaked out the side door and jumped into the ute before Nanny saw me. Down at the cowshed, Uncle opened the lid at the top of the piano.
"We want it to be loud so the girls can all hear."
Then he unhooked the latch on the gate and let the cows come into the yard. I started to play. I heard a car coming up the drive.
"Uncle, someone's coming."
"Just play and sing," said Uncle. "The girls are waiting. If they don't hear music, they'll give horrible milk."
So I had to sing and play.
Blue smoke goes drifting by into the deep blue sky.
Louder, said Uncle.
And when I think of home, I sadly sigh. And I can see you there with loving tears in your eyes as we fondly said our last goodbyes. And as you sailed away with the longing to stay, I promised to be true and to love only you. Blue smoke goes drifting by into the deep blue sky. My memories of home will never die. My memories of home will never die.
When I came to the end, I heard clapping. I looked around, and guess who I saw? Nanny and Uncle's two mates sitting on boxes right behind me.
"What a great concert," said Nanny. "Come here, Moko. I never knew you could sing. You've got a good voice, my darling, just like your daddy. And you were singing one of his songs. Oh, look at me, Moko. Tears running down my blimmin' cheeks. And you can play the piano. Who taught you?" uncle did, I said.
You should have seen those cows, Kill. They were staring at you like you were kitty.
Uncle looked round the corner, laughing his head off, and that set his mates off.
What are you fellas laughing at? Said Nanny. Man, she's always so bossy.
Meanie, that piano's not as pakaru as I thought. We'll take it back up to the house. I reckon I can find something to kill off those little borer devils. Now, Miss Danielle, Nanny wagged a bony finger at me, I'm going to pay for you to have proper music lessons. Learn the piano and learn singing. No mucking around. You're going to be the next Kere Te Kanoa.
Yeah, right, said my brother when I told them back home. But Mum said, watch this space, Jason. Watch this space. Whatever.
Blue smoke goes drifting by into